Raining. Where's that tape recorder? It's the grumpy old hermit in Pine Mountain Club, drinking Canada Dry with maraschino cherries. I'm gonna play the wacky game with people that are famous. Richard Nixon, according to the wacky card, is a ridiculous night crawler. Bill Clinton is a bashful character. George Bush is a gorgeous baby. Should be a law against flies, especially when it's raining. Hillary Clinton is a hilarious character. Barack Obama is a bashful octopus. Yeah. Michelle Obama is a merry octopus. Is famous. Let's get out of politics for a bit. Well, there's always Bob Hope. Bob Hope is a bashful hipster. Let's think of somebody else. How about, I got a calendar for Christiane Aguilar is a colorful ape. Pretty good looking ape. Well, this is the grumpy old hermit who lives in the mountains saying, I missed.
Split the praises, you mule hip cayuses! Well, hey there, doggy dreamers. It's that time of the week again, kids. It's that time when all us mountain men, women, and children round up the cattle, get back home, and get ourselves some vittles and lovin'. Woo-wee! Yes, sirree. It's time for beer, gumboots, and trail.
when his day's work is done and he rounds up the cattle each fall. Ride on the range far and wide when the night winds blow up a swole. His heart is a feather in all kinds of weather. He sings his cattle call. And he sings with an old western drawl.
Welcome to another edition of Gumby for the Visually Impaired. This one we're going to watch now is called The Mocking Monkey.
This ought to make a good lion trap.
But Gumby, what lion would be stupid enough to fall in this hole?
Well, we could cover the hole with sticks and leaves to camouflage it.
Ah. Oh.
Gumby's a smart clay figure. And a tree is falling down on top of them.
I never heard of a lion climbing a tree.
I don't think it's a lion, I think it's a...
Well, this one does. And I'm going after him.
What a brave clay man. Gumby's going up the tree, climbing up to try to capture a lion that's up in the tree. The tree branches are rustling. Like Tarzan, Gumby's grabbing a branch and swinging over to where he sees the rustling. Pokey's at the bottom of the tree looking up, astounded at his best friend's audacity. It's a lesson in bravery, children. Gumby's swinging from tree to tree. Oh, there's the culprit. It's not even a lion. It's a monkey. Apparently a mocking monkey, and he has Gumby by the tail. Gumby has the monkey by the tail. He's looking worried. He's about to fall. Gumby's looking very worried. Pokey is looking very worried. His ears down.
Hey, let go my tail! Or this vine is gonna break!
Uh-oh. Vine's about to break. It's a very weird-looking monkey made out of simple clay. Pokey's throwing them.
Are you all right, Gumby?
They're down a hole.
I'm okay, Pokey. Thanks.
Oh, let him let go. That's what I told you.
The monkey said you should have let...
I'm sorry, Mr. Monkey. I...
What were you doing up in my trees anyway?
Well, I thought there was a lion up there.
Ah, that's a good reason to be up a tree.
I guess I fooled you, too.
A monkey.
You see, I can mock any animal in the jungle. Listen.
Monkey's mocking, making all kinds of mocking sounds of other animals. Much to the amusement and interest of Pokey and Gumby.
Real keen. But we better get out of here so we can catch a real lion.
That's very keen. I agree with Gumby.
Will you help us fix this lion trap?
Sure.
Oh, that's what monkeys usually do. They...
Now, if only a lion would come.
If you fellas really want a lion, I can get you one.
You'll probably mock one.
Watch me.
Well, they're listening to see if a lion comes by. Even the monkey's making mocking sounds of a lion. Nope, a real lion's coming now. It's a very weird-looking lion. Pokey and Gumby jumped into a cage. Where's the other lion that I heard, says the lion. Monkey scratching his head, like I don't know.
It's you again. Up to your old tricks, eh?
Up to your old tricks, it's you again.
I'll teach you.
It's a scary, mean lion. He's trying to grab and eat the monkey. Gumby's coming out of the cage.
Mr. Lion, we want to talk to you.
Wants to negotiate.
Well, I have to hunt my dinner.
How would you like to get 3 meals a day, a soft bed, and nothing to do but play all day with another lion?
Inside a little cage.
That sounds great.
Don't fall for it, Mr. Lion. He's going to take you to a little zoo. Monkey's swinging and jumps on the jeep. Oh, Gumby doesn't even need the trap. He's putting the lion right into the cage, into the car. What a stupid lion. Doesn't realize what he's in for. And they drive off. Oh, guess what? They drove the car right into the trap. The lion pulls the car out.
I wonder what fool dug that hole.
Gumby's turning red, just as red as Pokey, and that's the end of that one. The end. Well, that was interesting, wasn't it, kids? That was, the mocking monkey.
Here's another Gumby adventure.
Well, that's enough of that. That's enough of that. So what did we learn from this week's Gumby for the visually impaired? Well, we learned that if you're a monkey and you can imitate other animals, you can probably attract a lion. But if the lion figures out that you're just a monkey, you're probably going to become his dinner. So don't fake people out. And then we learned that you can be stupid even if you're a lion. Because if you're falling for 3 square meals a day, a guaranteed soft bed, and the company of another little lion, well, that's just an acronym for a zoo. I think you're just setting yourself up for a fall. If you listen to a little green man made out of clay with his pony pal Pokey, too. So, don't fall for green. Happy, smiley clay men who promise you. If it's too good to be true, it probably isn't true. That's what we learned today. So we'll have another wonderful Gumby adventure for the visually impaired next time right here on Pinecone Radio 100.1 FM. Thanks for listening. I was going to say watching. Thanks for listening.
Well, I'm going away, honey, I won't be back no more. Well, I'm going away, honey, I ain't gonna be back no more. When I leave this town, I'm gonna hang clip on your door. Well, I look ahead, honey, I am the old dog no more. I said, look here, honey, I am the old dog no more. Well, excuse me, honey, for knocking on your door. I say, oh, hey, calling you.
you hear it calling his dog on Ozzy Blue. Whenever you don't want me, well, I'll go on with you. Yeah, look at here, baby, you're not a dog me around. Well, look at here, baby, I ain't on a dog me around. Yeah, I had my way with a little old bad look down. Don't you know that a shame that a low down dirty shoe? Don't you know that's a shame that's a low down dirty shoe? Don't you know I'm sorry did I ever know your name?
Kids, this is a very G-rated show this week. That means we can play it earlier, like right after Liz Bolden's Children's Hour, because there's no bad words in this broadcast. You heard the theme music. It's time for the good, bad, and ugly poetry part of our show. First, let's see who that is. Should we, kids? Hold on. Why, it's our old friend, Lee Donovan. Hello, Lee. How are you? I'm not sure. By the way, you're live on the Trail Mix show right now. Yeah, you want to say hi to everybody?
Hi, everyone.
Is there anything? We're reading some bad poetry.
Are you?
Yeah.
Very cool.
Is there anything you'd like to recite off the top of your head?
Oh, it was with a girl named
from Nantucket.
Yeah. Yeah, you know what she said?
She said, oh, I have a funny bucket.
Yeah, I'm full of...
Full of gruel.
All right, well, thought I just...
What, you and Marcy are dancing?
Yeah, Cam also.
Cam too.
Yep.
I had pizza with her today.
Cam, yeah, she said you guys met.
Cam and Ruth and I.
Cool.
We talked about all kinds of things.
Talked about
dating and global warming.
Hey, what a mix.
It's a great mix.
Yeah, I think so too.
All of it's controversial and debatable.
That's true.
Well, you screwed up my poetry hour. Oh, no, you didn't. I'm just kidding.
Are you recording?
Yeah, I am. You're okay. Going to be on this week's show, whether you like it or not.
All right, well, I guess I have a birthday, huh?
And at your yard sale today, I got these 1001 classic commercials, and you're going to start hearing them in starting with this show.
Cool.
So it's going to come in handy.
I'm glad it's coming. It's beautiful.
So you and Marcy are where? At Clubhouse right now?
I'm heading over there.
All right.
Okay, honey.
Okay, sweetheart. Back.
Back.
Well, that was fun. That's our old pal Lee Donovan. Yeah. Well, let's see. We got interrupted there. So, everyone, anyone can be a bum. That's your first poem. That's the good one. You can imagine how the bad and ugly are going to be. The second poem is going to be a bad poem. And this is, let's see, I'm going to call this one The Bean, The Queen Has a Bean.
See if I can come up with something that's, you know, G-rated, like I said. The queen has a bean she put in between her thighs. She ate another bean, and then we heard the queen sigh. She said with a start, "You know, if I squeeze my thighs, I might fart." Oops, I said a bad word. Anyway, too late to convene for this cuisine, because next Halloween, she'll douse her bean with kerosene, and then we'll be quarantined until her spleen. And that's the end of that one. So, boy, told you it was bad, good, bad, now an ugly poem. This is called The Bra in Arkansas. Maggie had a bra that everyone was in awe in Arkansas. Sometimes guys would try to claw or get her to draw out the delicacies within. But she said, "Pshaw, stay away from my bra and what's within." And then she sat down and did her laundry. Why don't we listen to one of those classic commercials? It's time for a commercial break. Oh, this is tough to do every week. Okay.
Popping time.
Well, hello, boy. Now, what do you say?
Let's make with the popcorn right away.
Too much trouble and bother. Yes, indeed.
No, man, heat's all you need.
You need more than heat, boy, according to Hoyle. You need popcorn, salt, butter, and oil, and a frying pan, or to be completely proper, you ought to have a popper.
I dig it. You ain't hip, old man, to easy pop popped in its own pan.
You mean easy pop popped in its own pan?
Now you're swinging, Daddy. Crazy man. Why don't you make it with me to the grocery shop? We'll both dig a pan of this easy pop. The pop pop do the apple do bid be the pop do the art. Now, give it the heat bed. That's the wildest. Easy pop's too much. The neat is the mildest. We'll all have a gallon in just about a minute. Popcorn, salt, and oil, and everything in it.
What do you know? No muss, no fuss. There's Easy Pop popcorn for all of us.
Get your popcorn today. The Easy Pop way.
Easy Pop, man, that's real popcorn.
I remember Easy Pop popcorn. It's that thing you put on the stove, and it had foil. It was all flat, and then as soon as it heated up, it'd start bubbling up, like looking like a big round ball, and then you opened it up after the ball got big enough, and you had Easy Pop popcorn. Of course, nowadays we have microwaves and Orville Redenbacher and a myriad of different brands that we just pop in the microwave. I don't know if they still make Easy Pop or not, but it seems like those days are over. The reason I'm talking about Easy Pop popcorn right now is one of the sound effects that I can do with my mouth is popping popcorn in a microwave. And I'm going to do that for you Trail Mix listeners right now. Here we go. Take it out of the microwave or it'll burn. And then it slows down, you know. That's my microwave popcorn sound effect. Okay, let's go on to our next thing on Trail Mix.
Edward D. Parker once scheduled once announced when I knew he was bounced. It was swell as a bell, swell. There's that one slipper in the weeds. Don't forget to drop a line between, please. Miss Juliet cried, Romeo's here. Romeo, why not face the fact? My dear, it was just one of those things. Just one of those crazy things. One of those bells and the rings. Just one of those things. It was just one of those nights. Just one of those fabulous flights. A trip to the moon on customer wings. Just one of those things. If we thought there at the end of it, when we started, we'd have been aware that our love affair was too hot not to cool down. So goodbye, dear, and amen. Here's hoping we meet now and then. It was great fun, but it was just one of those things. Bitch.
Smiling until then. Who cares about the clouds when we're together?
Just sing a song and bring the sunny weather.
Happy trails to you till we meet again. The clouds when we're together.
Just sing a song and bring the sunny weather.
Happy trails.
Story of my life.
Oh.
Yeah, I know I'm not as interesting as the Little Mermaid and all that magical crap.